registered dietitian nutritionist at Cornell Wellness. And today I'll be showing you how to make a white bean, basil, and garlic dip. So the first thing I'm going to do is take some already rinsed Great Northern beans. I'm using these because this is what I had on hand today, but anything you have will work. Then I'm going to add garlic. And you'll see that I have already pre-chopped garlic, but if you have a whole clove using a food processor, it'll chop it for you. Then I'm adding some olive oil. And balsamic vinegar. The vinegar gives it a good sweetness, which is often not thought of in a dip. And then I'm using one of my favorite kitchen tools, which I don't even know what it's called. I call it my citrus squeezer, might be what it's called. And you just squeeze a whole lemon into it. I think a tool like this is really helpful because it holds the seeds. Then I'm going to put the lid on and give it a little blend on high. So now that that's blended for a couple of seconds, I'm going to add in the basil. And some Italian seasoning. Okay. And then give it a good pulse. So you can see we have a lovely white bean dip, and bean-based dips are a really great alternative to creamy ones such as ranch or cream cheese, which are often higher in fat and calories. So opt for a bean dip or like I have here a white bean dip, which is an alternative to hummus to increase your fiber intake as well as get some good protein.